This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella like to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
Oh, hey, sis. It's Eggmas. You're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast brought to you by Drag Her. Whether you're watching or listening, omelette du fromage, bitch, because I'm giving you omelette drag fierceness. That's all thanks to the Venmo contributions from you beautiful, beautiful people. Thank you for sending us money so we can do drag at this level. My omelette costume is cutting off circulation to my head. So wish me the best of luck. If you like this content and you want to see more bad drag Gorgianisosity, you can throw me coins at Mono Agapian. This look cost $50. And that's how much you have to Venmo to see us in bad drag. If you want to see my co-host in bad drag, you can Venmo them at Ozzymo. That's O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. Can everyone hear me? This costume could be affecting the volume of the conversation. We'll see. Okay. I'm going to welcome Faye about my, how I stepped my pussy up. How gagged she is. Keep it going for Oscar Montoya. Are you giving me Kenya Michaels? Reminds me of
high school. I kind of like the smell.
Do you
reminds
like
me
a
of
smell?
A junk of a what is
high school gym
high
class?
High school gym class.
Yeah, it's really good. What do you think?
I don't know what you're supposed to be.
I'm an omelet.
Where did you buy all that caution tape?
I've had it.
Why?
Remember I did that this Eurotrash look at a former bad drag race where I was like, my whole outfit was like caution tape?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So vaguely.
You had remnants.
Yeah, I had remnants.
It's a repurposed look.
It's a repurposed look, but what a look.
I mean, girl, you look miserable.
The beauty is here.
No, bitch, she gone.
Yeah, it's hell. I hate it. I don't know if I can survive. Can you hear me?
You sound sick. You sound a little sick.
It's crushing my larynx and other extremities in my head.
You know what you look like? You look like if stoners put up a production of Alice in Wonderland and you were
Ooh.
One of the flowers.
Oh my God, I'm feeling the realness the more I'm in it. The more I'm like...
This is dangerous.
Real is what you feel.
This is dangerous.
Feelings are in real.
Y'all let her
put
do
your
this.
Money down. Set your back and spin the wheel.
Y'all let
the
her
realness.
Do this. Also,
the
happy
realness.
420, everybody.
Woo! Happy 420, babes. Ooh, maybe actually this is fierce.
Yeah, that is cute. And you sound much better.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. I had to give the omelet drag fantasy because our amazing friends have sent us coins. They sent me 50. Remind us, Oscar, where they can send you coins.
Well, they can send me coins at Ozzymo on Venmo. O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. That's where it's at.
Mm-hmm. Fierce. Yeah, same. At Mono, Gappy, and Venmo, PayPal. We will keep the drag looks coming. I can't believe no one sent you the proper coins so you could give some onion drag fantasy, Oscar. What the fuck?
Oh, well. Well, maybe next week I might have to dress up as... What's something I could dress up as?
What was the gag of this week?
What was the gag this week?
Maybe
an egg, because there are so many eggy looks.
There were so many eggy looks. My God. It's like literally like it was like, oh, three outfits had the same like egg exterior. Like the same.
The same.
Like literally you were like, that is the same stitching. Why does it sound like you're eating Skittles? What is that sound?
Me?
Yeah.
I put on these headphones because my last ones didn't work. So I mean, I literally found these, so maybe that's why. Or maybe I just sound like I'm eating Skittles.
Sounds like it.
But do I sound okay to everyone on the chat?
Yeah, sound off. Well, the good news is I think next week we'll be going to actual pod eps, Oscar.
Thank God.
Right? Thank God! This week I needed to let everyone see this omelet eleganza, but I think, you know, obviously with 14 ending, we're going to be moving on main feed. But you might have to.
We'll see. We're still in talks with the lawyers.
The realness. The realness. Catch it, platch it, platch it, platch it. Flavor of this fever.
I'm sorry, what were the lyrics?
Catch it, platch it.
Catch it, clatch it.
What is it? Is it catch it?
I don't know. Any RuPaul music fans know the lyrics to The Realness, please let us know.
I'm going to find out really quick. Look, it really is like, they says the same thing. Oh, it's like, catch it, touch it, touch it, catch it.
Really?
Catch it, touch it, catch it. Flavor of the fever.
What in the palindrome? No, I don't like that. Mm-mm.
You think it's Lacey?
It's Lacey Mosley. No.
Oh, don't come for the scam goddess.
I'm talking about the Lacey Mosley drag queen, Lazy Mosley.
Lazy Mosley. Oh yeah, the inspiration. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When Lacey gets so big that she inspires a drag goddess drag queen.
She's already big.
She's gigantic. Mm-hmm. We live. Okay, let's get into Dragamai. This is another great episode. I have notes, but it's a pretty fucking fun episode.
Well, okay, let's... okay, we'll get to it because I do want to talk about it, sort of tear it apart, sort of like dissect it a little bit because I do love it, but I do have some thoughts about it that I'm not sure I... So I need you to help me process.
Okay, my number one note is, oh my God, the musical... is so fucking long. Like,
yeah, that part. Yeah, mostly like, that.
I need to clock how long it was. They're all long. This was longest, I think, in the show's history.
No, really?
I mean,
we got a three-act play, bitch. That wasn't just a musical. That was a... we saw a whole show, bitch.
Well, that's one of my first things. I was like, oh, I kind of enjoyed that, like, there were actually, like, funny scenes.
Yes.
Like, in the way, they were actually funny scenes, like, in the way that you would see in a stage play.
Yes, and I will say that, like, it felt pretty grounded for the most part. Everybody was pretty grounded. Like, everyone was giving us, to quote, you know, it was giving very much acting.
Uh-huh.
I'm acting, you know, to quote the indomitable Tammy Brown, you know.
My crude estimate is that the musical runs from the 27-minute mark to the 45-minute mark. That's long.
That's really long. That's really long.
I can't do the math, but that's really long.
That's this big.
That's a size queen. That's a nine-incher, babe.
That's a nine-incher, babe.
Size queen. Oscar Montoya. Notorious.
Size queen, please.
Ooh, okay, bitch. So weird. Let's get into this. My first critique of this episode is, why did Jurigi and Marina immediately make up? No.
What you do? You smelling a stunt? What you smelling?
No, I just didn't like it.
What do you mean you didn't like it?
like it. I'm like,
what do you mean?
This is the best fight of, this is the best beef of the season. No.
Listen, I thought it was, you know, I'm sort of liking Judici more and more every episode. Like, I know, I don't think she has, honestly, real talk, I don't think she has what it takes to go all the way, unfortunately. Mm. But there's some, we're seeing a little bit more of her every single episode. And yeah. I want to say that I think she was the bigger person and, like, apologized to Marina, let her in. You know what I mean? Yeah, they do live together. I think they stay in a hotel, and I think they're able to talk.
I see.
So all of that stuff happened while the cameras weren't rolling. Are we greasy little bottoms and want all of that showcased for us on camera? Well, Motto certainly does. But I'm happy that they, you know.
Yes, carry the hatch. Motto,
Jury G, cousin of Becky G, exactly. Thank Jury you, Corey, for not forgetting.
Jury G.
Jerry G.
Give it up for Jerry G. No, girl, no.
Oh, no? No, he?
Not here. Not here. He. No, he. No. More like no ho. More like no ho. I like her a lot, and I think she grew, and I like the little bit of shade that she throws. She's like, I'll forgive you even though you still fart a lot, you know? So.
Right. Because someone else wants the farting cred.
Absolutely. And I do love a skinny queen with an IBS story. That is truly what I want to see on Drag Race.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is relatable content. It is, and it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense for the most skeletal zombie-like creature in this workroom to have horrifying flatulence. Like, that checks out to me.
It grounds a person and adds another dimension to the drag character. I like it.
It does ground Marina because she is like a gorgeous little statue who can dance. And I'm like,
she could do no wrong. I mean, like, honestly, today we found out, like, the bitch can do it all.
Yes.
She is.
She is an asshole. Mocatriz.
She's a mocatriz.
Oh my God. Not la mocatriz again. Not this.
She's a mocatriz.
So we're back in Kiki. They're making friends. Everyone's talking about Onyx's large hands. And I gotta say, now I can't stop looking at Onyx's large hands.
See, now who's the size queen now?
I do. I've always liked big hands. Cause I don't have,
why?
I don't have, it's so mannish. It's so mannish. I have very average, regular hands.
She's a size queen, everybody. She's a size
queen. I'm a size queen in theory. Mm-hmm. But then when it gets down to the get down, no, ma'am. It sounds like you are... What is up with your headphones?
You are... What's wrong? Should I take off the headphones?
No, it just sounds kind of scratchy and crazy.
Okay, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm taking them off.
Okay.
Take them off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But what I was going to say is that I do call you the Subway customer because you do only devour footlongs.
So. Oh my God. Well, you know, I call you the hallway because everything that goes in your body gets lost. That's what I like to call you. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, ooh, it's just like, hello.
Don't joke. That's a medical condition.
I'm kidding. I call you a Muppet because you can take a hand all the way up to your throat.
You know what? It's not even a funny joke. It's not, because it's been done before, but your stupid ass made me laugh.
You know?
I didn't like it.
It's called charisma, baby.
Ooh,
get you some. Awesome. Get you some. Why don't you get you some?
I don't need it. I have money.
Oscar, this is a great time to remind everyone that tickets for Bad Drag Race are live.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, let's talk about
the tickets are already going. So, like, hurry up and grab some. We've already sold a big chunk of them.
Listen, anyone who's listening to this podcast or watching this live right now who lives in the LA area, get your asses to come see Bad Drag Race. It is Motto and I's live drag show. We are literally putting up one full season of RuPaul's Drag Race on
in
stage
one night,
featuring the one night only, bitch, the crunchiest drag performers to grace the Los Angeles stage. We have Nicole Byer.
Oh yes,
Queen of Comedy joining us, being That's our guest right. judge,
and she'll be the tiebreaker. She's the tiebreaker.
You know, Mono and I will disagree about everything. So,
yep.
Listen, it is going to be next level. I'm telling you that right now. And it would be so sad if y'all missed Bad Drag Race. So come Don't get your tickets. It. May 20th. At what time?
10 p.m., baby. At the Dynasty Where? Typewriter. The Dynasty Typewriter. Tickets are in this. They're in the link for Drag Her. My profile. You'll find it everywhere. We'll repost. It's going to be so amazing. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be so dumb. And it's so perfect. It's going to be on the same day as... all winners, because
that's right. Yeah, get your 2-for-1, honey. You're gonna see you can all watch winners, the and then best. You're gonna go see all losers, honey.
Exactly.
Okay, so come.
You can watch the best drag in the world and then the worst, and you're gonna
be living both of them. So,
and
question,
I know which one's gonna give you your life more. I guarantee you, Bad Drag Race will give you your
absolutely,
life. Absolutely,
absolutely.
Way
so people
more.
Are asking, Mono, people are asking, will there be a digital ticket, a digital show? Do we have an answer for that?
We don't have an answer yet, but we will be talking. We'll talk to the Dynasty team.
We'll talk to. We have a meeting today, you know.
We so do. We
we're
do.
Gonna be business women today after this.
Business so. fish, yeah. And I'm gonna go in this business hat, baby.
Please don't. Just please
what?
Don't. Please
what?
Don't.
Oh, you can't please handle don't. Me. Oh, you can't handle my makeup dress. Oh, you can't handle me. Wow. You'd rather be safe. You'd rather be safe. You want to Sasha Velour your way to the end. But me, I'm taking risks. I'm taking risks. I'm Coco Montrese doing a non-spoken piece in the talent show. I'm taking risks.
And what happened to her? Period.
She's squirking like a chirpalica. Okay, so we're doing parts. We have the Javiers, who are helping out because this is like a intellectual property they kind of own.
Can I think that's how they got started. Cause like there was there's a movie called Holy Camp, which they made, but they did a live show of it for a long time. And so, yeah, they're making a drag version of Holy Camp. Have you heard of the movie that this is based off of?
No, I have not.
Okay.
It's giving okay. Saved vibes, though. We've all seen Saved.
Saved. I would say it's giving me Camp vibes, the movie Camp. Do you know that movie?
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Maybe even a little Jesus Camp.
Yeah, very Jesus. Yeah, it's Jesus. Yeah, it's Jesus Camp plus Camp equals Holy Camp. Yeah.
It's fun. I'm excited about it. The girls are vying for parts. Mm-hmm. Was there a part? There's Susanal. What is Susanal. It? There's Mary Corn. They're all very fun, punny names.
Yeah.
Slutty nuns and slutty young
nuns and paintings.
Oh, the Onyx, man, Onyx did so good. I
she
loved
was
it.
So dirty. I would be pissed if I got that role.
But they at least gave her. I mean, she was in the almost bottom, but they were like, they literally went out of their way to be like,
true.
You weren't really.
True. But she had the hardest job to do, right?
Out of
all the
roles, so hard.
Which one would you have wanted and which one would you have avoided completely?
Ooh, that's a good question. I probably would have avoided Diamantes.
Interesting.
It's a great part. It's a lot of dancing, though.
Yeah.
So I would probably go for one of the nuns. I think I would go for one of the horny but hiding it nuns. I do think Estrella's part's my favorite.
Yeah, that's the part that I would cast you in for sure.
How about you? What would you do?
I would have vied for I would have vied for Sharon's part.
It's a good part.
It's
she
a very
did
good part.
Very well.
She killed it. I mean, she fucking killed it. I would have done that. I would have done Diamante's part. I would not have done Onyx's part. That shit is too hard. And she didn't get to do much. And the only thing she got to do was rap. I was like, no, girl. That's like all the hard things in the challenge. Fuck that. No.
And it's interesting, the charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent roles, which we just had sort of a reprisal. We just had this happen in the Rusical in season 14. Those are good.
This one was done better.
Ooh.
Ooh, I mean, I can't. Ooh.
I mean, I do think this was more, this was a stage show. Like, for me, the bit where Estrella gets to do her and Sharon are doing the do what you did last night bit. I'm like, this is a great, dumb sketch comedy bit of like sucking, fake sucking a dick, sucking, sucking coke.
They gave each queen actual time to shine.
Yes.
Whereas the other Rusicals don't really do that. I wouldn't even consider this a Rusical necessarily because there's no RuPaul music.
You're
what there
right.
is though is Whitney Houston songs.
Oh my God, what? Why did we start with a spoken Whitney?
Why I Will Always Love You and Step by Step. I love Step by Step, but is anyone really raving for a song from the Preacher's Wife soundtrack?
See, I didn't even know that that was a Whitney song.
Girl,
no clue.
Wake up, bitch.
Wake up, mono.
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
I also have to say right away, Marina did the impossible, where she took that lead role, which we talk about all the time, which is like impossible, because you just have
to
be captivating doing nothing, which they say she is. She's captivating doing almost nothing. And this is something Naomi Smalls couldn't pull off. Bosco couldn't pull off as Saltine. Like
the only person to pull that off in a Rusical, I'm going to say it, Cynthia Kiss.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. It's that same
Everybody
thing.
Everybody else could not pull it off.
Agree? You just have to be so captivating That's it. You have to be so captivating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
and do you agree? Do you think she did the deed?
Yeah, I thought she was really good.
Yeah,
I same. Probably would have given her the win.
Same.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Same. I think it was a little goofy. I love Estrella, but this was more of a story win than a total deserved win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To answer your question, Age of Azaria, I am wearing an omelet.
Couture. You're wearing couture. Let's be real.
This is couture. This is Domino Couture. Also, Marco helped a little bit. And it was a little bit, I shouldn't say, but we did send it off to Christian. I'm on a first name basis. Send
Dior it off to or Siriano?
I can't say. Don't joke about that. Don't joke about that. Just Christian. And just he okayed it.
Just Christian.
He added this Amazon label, which I thought was like such a gaggy
it's cute.
Touch.
It's a statement on consumerism, I think.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I think
it becomes art.
See,
it's
look,
less
caution,
fashion, more art.
Caution, consumerism. Caution, consumerism. And I thank you. So we have the rehearsal tidbit. Everyone sounded really bad in the rehearsal. It was so funny
for
them to be like, yes, perfect, we got it. I was like, what?
Tell me why I felt like I was a little triggered, because I was like, oh, bitch, please don't let it be like season one where they had to sing that stupid song. Remember the singing challenge in season one, the girl group challenge?
Oh, I must have blocked it out. I don't remember.
Girl. Anyone in the chat remember España season one girl group challenge? It was, I think, the worst produced song in the history of the franchise. The amount of nothing they gave these girls vocal tracks it was embarrassing. It was bad. It was
who
really,
won
really
it?
Bad.
I don't even remember who won that challenge.
Girl, no one. Truly no one won.
Right. Probably Carmen just because
no
she's
won.
Hot.
I think maybe Carmen won it.
Okay. Everyone's horny for the Javiers. Everyone wants to fuck. Diamante is staying true to her whore message. She wants to fuck. Good for her. Love it. I would sleep with the Javiers. Would you?
Which one?
I think they're both very handsome.
Ambrosi or Calvo?
I think Calvo, but I mean, that sounds so basic. Yeah, I like, yeah, probably Calvo. How about you?
Ana Loki.
You're so awful. You're so the worst. No, I would like them both because like Ambrosi has like the dreamy, like almost like Frank Sinatra quality to him. And Calvo has that like Frankensteinish quality to him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, ooh,
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, it's very Frankie Blue Eyes.
More like Mickey Blue Eyes. No, I don't see it. And I do agree, Javier Calvo, I miss Javier being blonde. I would smash blonde version. There's something on
interesting.
About it. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
More colonizing.
Bitch, they're Spanish. They've been colonizers, okay?
But when they're blonde, you're
they're
like,
the queens ooh. Of colonizers, honey. The Spanish are queens of colonizers.
Oh my God. This is the main event. Are you ready? We're gonna colonize your country now. Faster, faster now. Become our workers.
Stop. Just stop. Okay. Please stop. Okay. Stop her. Someone
so now,
stop her.
So listen. Now there we have the cute Jurigi. Jurigi and Diamante connection. They're talking about their family. Diamante came from humble means. That's just cute. It's cute. It's adorable.
The DR, which I really love. And that was a really sweet moment because, you know, I said this before on the pod. People are just hating on Diamante so fucking much. And yes, is Diamante not the most polished bitch in the competition? Yeah, she's not the most polished.
She's not on my level.
But
she's not on my level.
The ground floor. But I think
the basement, bitch. The basement.
Yeah, aim lower, absolutely. But I do think she has something special to offer. And I think she's good. I think I really do like Diamante Mary Brown. And I like her in the competition. I like her in the season. I think she's pretty solid.
She's amazing. Her makeup's bad. Her makeup's horrible.
Just needs more work. But like that can be, that can be trained. That could, you know, she could work at it a little bit
more. Yeah. She's so, her talent is staggering. The makeup's pretty rough.
Agreed. But they're hating on the on her. But when Jurigi showed up, I was like, okay, I like this. This is cute.
Yeah, I love Jurigi. I think she's so cute. I love this. This is my one of my favorite Supreme Deluxe looks ever.
Interesting.
I like a teddy bear coat. What do you think? Some people hate it.
I like the coat. I don't. I really hate the wig. Something about her
really
icky. I don't like it.
She does a dark root quite a bit. You know? Do you think?
I'm not. It's not the dark root so much as like the way it's pinned up. The top gives me very like Mother of the Bride 1987, and the bottom gives me Harajuku Barbie 2006.
You're right. It is a little bit like Dance Moms meets Tokyo Moms.
Very that. I would have liked some cohesion. Like the teddy bear look is cute, but like give me some like maybe the hair down would have been nice, or maybe like a big stuffed animal as the wig could work. Oof, you know,
that would have been really cute. This is still a big chirp for me.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute. It just doesn't match the head and the body. It's like if you took two Barbies and put the head of one Barbie into the body of another. That's how I felt.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. I liked it.
I know you did.
Okay. What else is there to say about this damn musical? It is so fucking long. Holy shit.
It's so long. Okay. Can I say, okay. So the guest is Anarsa La Prohibida.
Yes.
Which I don't know her at all. Did you know her before this?
No, not at all. But love.
Truly fell in love with her in this episode. Like,
yeah.
She has such a great face and she seems so kind and warm.
I liked her song.
I don't know her music at all, but I became a fan of her after this episode.
The song was fun. It was stupid and fun.
And also like quite surprising because the song is a bit earnest and she's like a fucking drag queen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't expect that kind of music from. I thought she was going to be like some joke singer, but she's actually like a real recording artist. I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and talk about how did you feel now that I'm looking at this musical, Benedita's performance, right? She was like shocked to be safe or happy to be safe.
Honestly, I was expecting her to be in the bottom, to be honest, in the bottom too.
Because of her horrible vocals or what?
Her horrible vocals and the fact that she didn't really shine. And she also felt out of place. Her choreography was wrong. We're going to get to it. But this troll look, girl, just a tip for any queen who is auditioning for Drag Race. Don't ever do a troll look. It will not work in your favor.
It doesn't work. No, it's cursed.
It's a cursed look.
You know what it is? It's also like baby dolls. Like, don't do baby dolls. Like when Coco does like a little baby girl, someone else does a baby girl. It's haunted. It's cursed. You will lip sync for your life.
Well, not Miss Benedetta. She was safe.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I did not like the troll look, but we'll get into it.
We'll get there. Okay. So how about then Jurigi? We said she's very, it's very pheromone. Where it's like, you're gorgeous, you're perfect. And look, I like
Pheromone. I think she's way better than Pheromone.
Oh, that okay, but the critique is similar of like, you're cute, you're pussy.
True or false? Can she sing?
Yes. She's cute, she's pussy, but she's not like taking focus in the rusical. She's not
taking. Right. She's missing something. And she owns it later on, you know what I mean?
It's very touching.
That she pulls back a little bit. And honestly, real talk. Like, I definitely can relate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, that affected me very deeply. And maybe that's why I stand Jurigi so much.
Jurigi. I connect with her deep. I connect with that.
Yeah.
It's like holding yourself back.
We both have similar
demons.
Issues.
Demons. Dark-sided. Yeah, a demon that's like, you're not pussy enough, but you're like, but I am pussy enough. But the demon's mm-hmm. like, no, you ain't. You ain't pussy.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not.
Right. It's a hard battle to fight. So I'm happy she's having that moment.
Yeah. I hope she steps out of it. I truly
me
do.
Me too.
I really want her.
I want her to be in the end. She's my favorite. Yeah. What about Drag Sefla?
Good. She was funny. She was very funny.
She's good.
I think the muses, she sort of stole the show. I think she was the star of the muses.
Interesting.
Again, the role doesn't require much, but what she did well. And again, you gotta love that Canary Island heel that she loves to rock, you know?
Yes.
Wearing
yes.
the heel, she's on par the height with everyone else.
Yeah. That is funny. She's, yeah, she does that jump split. That's pretty, it's a pretty cute moment.
And she's funny. Those like, those like improvised bits, it works for her. She's very funny.
Yeah. Now we have Jota. Jota's not great. Not good.
She was bad.
And
she was trying to do this
bad.
Sort of folklorico Lola Flores look, but, didn't work. It was a miss. It was off. And I do like Jota's like sort of her vibe, this like flamenco vibe. Like I do think it's culturally like great to see in Drag Race España, but mm-hmm. for this she didn't show variety in a way that I wanted her to. So unfortunately she had to bite the dust.
Yeah. And her look, you know, I say this a lot and it's bad every time. Her look in the Rusical looked like something I would wear in drag.
I think you've worn that look before.
It's not good.
Without the corset, of course, but mm-hmm.
I'm being read before my own eyes.
All your life.
So Marina's shocked. Diamante is playing this whore. She's fucking someone in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Will you explain the mustache thing to me? What's the mustache thing?
She wanted to do different kind of drag, you know? I mean, it wasn't really, and I think it's a reference to the original movie. But yeah, the story is about a girl who wants to do a different kind of drag, and like the nuns are like, no, drag is this way. And she's like, mm-hmm. I want to zig instead of zagging. So
mm-hmm.
the mustache was just the metaphor for an alt type of drag.
Okay, I get that. Okay, I love that. We have our nuns moment. They kind of steal the show. Very funny.
Absolutely.
It's very long, but it's very, very funny. All of this lands. Like, it felt like stage show.
Absolutely. And the chemistry between Sharon and Estrella is, like, really fun. Like, they're both so...
Yeah.
Also, shout out to their eye makeup. Like, ooh. They didn't have to go that hard. And their eye makeup, their eyes
very divine,
stunning, like in a way that I was like, I was gagged.
Yeah, it was hardcore. It gave me John Waters fantasy. Like, it's like we're nuns, but we're making fun of the nuns we are.
Right.
Yeah, I loved it. It was cute. It was great. Yeah. Sharon could have won again, but I get why she didn't.
There was a lot of top for me. I think overall, every queen did a really good job. It's better than any of the American and Canadian musicals.
I really was impressed with it. And like I said, the play of it all. What a gag.
This shit was hard. Could you imagine memorizing all that shit? I mean, girl, I'm famously terrible for memorization. Like, I can't memorize shit. But like, could you imagine memorizing all of that?
They
in, like,
must have done chunks.
A day or two?
But still... That's insane. In a day impressive. Or two?
No one fucked up
this,
their
like,
lines.
This, like, 20-minute Rusical? No.
We never saw anyone fuck up their lines. We never saw anyone... You know what I mean? And they could have. They could have given us an edit.
They could have.
Fucked up their lines. But no, yeah. They were all on top of it.
Marina giving ingenue. I mean, very yeah. impressive. That's, again, an impossible role to play. An Onyx face, stupidity, comedy, loved.
I was a little worried because she did so little that I think the judges were like, I thought the judges were going to be like, you didn't do shit. Bye. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But they knew. They knew. They knew that there was more. I'm trying to think, is there anyone else I could have put in the bottom? I think the girls had opinions.
Mm-hmm.
about who they would have put in the bottom. And it was not, I don't think they would have put Jurigi in the bottom. I want to say they were like Jota and Dragsetlas, if I'm correct.
Interesting.
I'm trying to remember. There was another girl. Everyone was like, oh yeah, Jota. But there was another girl that they were like, Diamante. Everyone thought Diamante's looks were so cragged and ragged.
Yeah, but still, like, Diamante did so much in the damn show. She was safe to me. And she killed it with the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
She was safe for me.
Yeah.
Not the best, not the worst. Very safe.
I do agree she killed it a little too much in the Rusical to be in the bottom.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, we have our 2-in-1 runway. You ready to chirp and burp, you bitch?
Absolutely.
Jurigi. Marie Antoinette. What do you think?
I was impressed, but then when everyone else showed up, I was less and less impressed with Jurigi's.
Yeah.
It's a chirp for me, but an incredibly barely audible chirp.
The bloomers visible at the beginning. I don't think that was the move. Cause like this capelet thing is cute, but then with the bloomers at the bottom, I'm like, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
It just didn't really tell much of a story. It was just like, look at this. And it unfolds into that. I'm like, okay, but other queens gave us like legit stories. So, I think comparatively it's a chirp question mark.
I'll chirp it because the mug and the hair is so right.
Yeah. Well, the mug is always right.
The mug is always right. She does go very alabaster. Like, I preferred it last week when she kind of went closer to her skin tone.
But, girl, it's a reference to the time period.
Oh, but she always does alabaster, though. She does it a lot.
That's just her skin color.
No, it's not. If you go back, like, to the first and second week, she goes, like, toilet seat white. And that's not her skin color. Look at her confessional and then this. It's completely different. Are we done fighting?
I'm not going to pick this fight with you.
Okay. Onyx giving silver egg alien.
Also, the thing with Onyx is like, didn't you come out of an egg in the talent show?
You just came out of an egg. You just came out of an egg.
She looked great. Her reveal look, I was like, yes, this is fucking drag. I love this.
It is.
Even though the wig was a little too flat for me. But the egg is not a look. No.
No.
An egg, listen, let it be a lesson to all you queens in training. An egg is not a look.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's not good. It's fine. It's fine. The alien of it all, her aesthetic, the world she's taking us to, which is like the more fucked up Avatar world. It's good. Six titties, great. But is it a chirp or a burp?
It's a burp because it didn't meet the assignment. To me, it's one look and one look only.
Mm.
It's not a 2-in-1.
Ugh.
And you gave us egg already. No. Sorry, girl.
Okay, fuck.
You? You're gonna chirp this look, aren't you? I know you are.
But she looks so cool.
But does it meet the assignment, bitch?
I mean, Guardians of the Gagacy is kind of it's giving. Okay, I'll burp it.
I know that it hurt you so much to burp that look.
It hurt because there's other ones that are way worse.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go! Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Okay, here comes Benedicta. Oof,
speak of the devil. This shit is disgusting. I'm sorry.
Do you think it's is it the color palette? What is it?
Liked the coat. I truly liked the coat. I loved the hair, but that reveal into that disgusting blue, whatever it is, no. No. You cannot tell me that's a look. No. No.
It is a kind of a shapeless tarp.
It didn't fit her. It didn't fit her well. It was like, and what are you trying to, a troll doll, like with a 60s? I'm like, what? Y'all know what a troll looks like? No.
Right. I do like the belly jewel. I like the hair.
Great. And?
But altogether kind of weird.
This is a belch. It's the worst look.
Really? I mean, it's not the worst look I've seen on this damn runway, but I would probably burp it because it's like, it's, you know what it is? It's that thing where it's trapped between comedy and glamour and it's giving neither.
Exactly. Yeah. It is better than Sugarcane's troll look. I'll say
Absolutely.
That. Let me be on record and say that.
Absolutely.
But I don't think you can pull off a sickening troll look. You just can't. And trust, I'm the troll. I'm the king of trolls. So I can say that, you know?
I think someone could. You know what I'd like to see? Like, Yuriko O'Hara or someone. I would rather see a big, beautiful troll doll than a skinny, sexy one.
But what's the look, though? What's the aesthetic?
I think it's more just body. I just want to see, because trolls are fucking naked. I want
They're
to
naked.
See body. I think it's
I want to see the reveal into wearing nothing. That's the second reveal. You're naked. That's what I would love to see her do.
Yeah.
Wear that rainbow coat and then take it off and she's fucking just naked.
That would have been cute. And then do a little bit like a stiff troll doll walk.
You know what would be cute?
Huh.
Okay, I'm going to pitch you this troll look right now, okay? So you come in wearing that fur coat, rainbow fur coat, you walk in, and then you take it off, and she's naked, but she's wearing a merkin, a rainbow troll merkin that comes all the way up, and it looks like a bathing suit made out of hair. That's the look.
Thank you so much for your pitch, but it's not really working for me, so for those reasons, I'm out.
Okay, I wasn't going to pitch it to you, so great.
No, honestly, that would be great. A rainbow merkin? Yes.
Come on now. That's the look. With the
you
little
mean
gem
like
in
it
there,
go, sure. Does it go up to the titties or
you
no?
If you wanted to. Sure.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Make a Why little not? Rainbow troll bush. Why not?
Yeah, that's better. It's a lot better.
Yeah.
Bitch. Well, what do you feel about Jota Carajota's, like, Venus canvas and then the ornacea of it all?
Okay, this actually is the worst look. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the troll doll look, but this is actually the worst.
Awful. Look.
And it was executed terribly. Woo!
It's so, again, looks like something I'd wear, which is awful. Yeah. Awful news for her.
Yeah.
It is hideous.
I mean, here's
I like the
thing.
The pearls.
Would I wear the wig? Absolutely. I would love to wear that wig.
The pearls, too. The pearls are cute.
Yeah, sure. You would just wear the pearls, though, knowing your ass.
See, but that would look better.
Yeah.
Just the pearls would look better. Right.
Also, like, what's this train of blue, like the blue scarf thing? I'm like, what? Why is the length of it? The length of the skirt is off. It looked really cheap, to be honest with you.
It's kind of a Crystal Method knockoff, isn't it? This is literally a knockoff of Crystal Method's look in season 12 promo.
Oof.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, actually.
Damn.
It's bad. It's bad. And the fact that she struggled with the look is like, yeah, no, that's bad. That's bad.
And the chunky white heels with it? No.
Oh, yeah.
No, ma'am.
Oh, no.
Burp. This
is a belch.
This is almost a vom. Sharon giving white feathered coat into the mother of Chromatica.
I was like, oh, she's easily going to win this week with this look.
Yeah.
Refined, stunning, perfect, also surprising for a queen like Sharon. Like,
yeah. It was
the
stunning.
Makeup flawless, the hair excellent, the look
also
expensive.
I love the cape wings on the arms. Like, I feel like that's slightly unique.
Brilliant. It's unique.
And this is rich, as opposed to that one, like, dorky LeMay, that thin LeMay cape that people always put on. Like, Diabetti had it on her Kiss look. No, this is puss.
Take notes, children. Take notes. This is how mother does it.
The shape, the spikes, the mirrors. Come on.
And it looked like a cumbersome outfit to walk in, and she did not show it at all. Even the transition was so smooth. It was so, it was cute. It was cute. This is a caca.
It's a shirt, baby. It's a shirt for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, coming to the runway, Drag Setlath giving baby doll into
mom. Okay, now
what
were you saying about dolls being cursed on the runway?
Well, you know she ripped it off quickly. Did she not? She was like, let me get out of this.
Oh, the curse didn't quite take effect?
Yeah, the curse didn't quite take effect. It was, it was like, it's like the ring rules. If you make someone else watch the tape in time, the curse passes.
I see.
So,
what did you think of this look?
It was really great. The story of this was really good. The mom and the bride into the mom into the slut on her wedding night. It's like, this was great.
Now, this is a storyline. This is cohesive, and it was pulled flawlessly. There was no awkwardness at all, and the girl was wearing layer on layer on layer on layer.
It's impressive.
This is a chirp.
You could clock that maybe one of the layers was so bulky, but I'm here for it.
The only thing I'll clock is that wig line, honey. It is horse.
Ooh, I see what you're saying. It's a little crunch dunch.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, it is.
But other
it
than
is
that,
the Colonel's just extra crispy recipe right up on that hairline.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it was great. And then the bride, the whore. It's great, great whore.
This is a look you would pull off. You would do something like this.
I would. I like being naked. I'm planning something really naked for our show.
Oh, I'm planning something the opposite.
Just adding layers. Honestly, yeah. Adding layers is a gag and drag. Just
listen. Peppermint famously Peppermint made a reveal famously that added more clothes to her outfit. So if she can do it,
that's true. Okay, another egg is here. We unfortunately have the eggetry of the Amante Mary Brown.
But
egg
this
into honeybee?
It's a reference to like the one of those like Kinder eggs that they sell in Europe and some places in Los Angeles.
Oh, it's a Kinder egg?
Yeah, it's like the Spanish version of that, yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I like the ideas behind it. The execution is a little...
Is it so crunchy? Absolutely. There's no refineness in this look, I don't think. But I like the theme of it and I like the story. Could it be done better? Yes, 100%.
Refinedness. Yeah, that's the word. So...
Come for me, then. What's the word? What's the word then, huh?
Like polish or like...
That's not what I wanted to say.
I think it's refinery is probably the word.
No, no. Not refinery 29. Mm-mm.
not this quiz. Not this online quiz. No. But yeah, it's like, it's so close to being good.
Yeah. I like the idea behind it.
Her mug is really bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's not quite there yet. I hope a sister will help her out. I really do. I hope that she has a sister in the cast to be like, you know, let me soften this mug just a little bit.
Yeah. It would help. Is it a chirp or a burp?
Chirp.
I'll give it a light chirp. I like the idea.
Yeah, it's a light
chirp. Okay. Marina's is perfect. It is an actual two-in-one.
Okay.
It is ripped and it's in a millisecond, it's transformed.
Okay.
What? Why is she about to give me a hot take?
I love Marina since day zero.
Yes.
I do think this look is a bit simple and I think that she got lucky because she is so stunning.
Sure.
That it worked for her. But if any other queen did this look, we would all hate it. We would be like, this is simple, this is basic, this is what the fuck is this? But because Marina is such a fucking drop-dead diva, that it worked for her. Because I do think the reveal felt a little clumsy, like it was messy a little bit, like it was... Thank you! Okay, Martinet. Like,
of course it's skinny privilege.
For me, absolutely. I'm torn because I'm catorn, just like your look. A little bit like, I'm just like a little bit like, I like it because she's wearing it, but I think it's a little too simple and that's why I want to burp it.
I think it's stunning. Look, skinny privilege, yes. All of the things you're saying are true, but I actually thought the reveal was quite well done. I thought it was gone in a millisecond. It worked. I gagged. And to me, diabetic take notes, this is the kind of edgy mullet look that to me is so looks pussy. Whereas like the ones diabetic's been pulling off, I'm not here for.
Okay. Today you got it in for diabetic, bitch. That's like the fifth time you brought her up.
I really have. I mean, okay, but can I say going into the finale, this is T. Never looked better. Like, she has only gotten better and better and better towards the finish line. Like, she looks incredible. She looks
incredible. I won't say anything about that.
Will you join me for the finale this weekend, though?
We'll see. Again, I have to clear it up with my lawyers.
Okay. And your lawyers work at, they're at Bert and Ernie.
Refinery 29.
Okay. Estrella giving Amazon's Marilyn Monroe. These looks
think?
Were crunchy. Look, I love the ideas, but the garments were pretty rough. The garments.
That wig, girl, that wig was struggling to stay on the top of her
head. It was literally
was about to pop the fuck off.
Like the hairpiece I'm wearing right now.
No, even that's put together better than Estrella's look. Like the idea behind it. I like the Marilyn Monroe storyline. It's just not polished.
Yeah. No,
and
it's not.
Listen, Listen, it says a lot about Estrella's star power, where she can do this look and win the episode.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That speaks to her charisma to the umpteenth power. Which and I maybe told, it looks better
in which person. I told you she would do well. I told you she would do well.
Can
and finish, you...
But can I even start my conversation, though?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. As I was saying, maybe it looked better in person than it did on TV, but... I got nervous when she walked out with that crunchy ode to peppermint drag in season 9, Marilyn Monroe.
It was.
I was like, I'm not here for it. I'm not really buying it. I'm not subscribing to this. But,
yeah.
I mean, she's charismatic as hell and she knew how to sell it. So, you know.
It was not Marilyn Monroe. It was Marilyn Monless. It was not the tea. It was sleepy. It was messy. And she got away with murder a little bit.
She certainly did. But we've seen queens get away with murder in past seasons because they're
sure.
So unlikable, you know?
That's
and
true.
She's one of them.
She's one of them. She did slay it. And like I said, you denied her for weeks. And now you're forced to eat your words. Like I told you, she would do well
in a comedy
challenge.
I'm not eating my words because my lips are still crunchy, bitch.
Yeah, but I told you she would do well, and you denied me.
No.
Yes, you did. Roll back.
She did
the
well in this
tapes.
Episode. We'll see how long she
she's
lasts.
Doing well. Yeah, I don't look. I don't think she's making it to the finish. But like I said, she'll do
Where
well.
Where do you think she'll place?
I hope she does well in Snatch Game. But
she will.
I think
she
so.
Will. She will. After
she's going,
that,
she might be the fifth.
She
might
scare.
She might be in the fifth or fourth, I think. I don't know. We'll
That's
see.
Very generous. That is very generous.
Well, next week, since it's Snatch Game, unfortunately, it's going to be Jurigi in the bottom. It's going to be Jurigi and Drag Seklas in the bottom.
Interesting. I'm going to say my prediction is Jurigi and Diamante Mary Brown, just because I don't think she is the funniest queen.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think, Diamante's... going to have a hard time being funny on the spot.
Yeah. But I feel like Diamante is going to survive for a long time. She might be our lip sync assassin. She might
make yeah.
A long, long time. Even
if
being
she... That would be fun, honestly. I hope they make her lip sync next episode because it would be great.
She will.
It would be good to see that juice. Mm-hmm. Okay, Untucked drama. Hota's upset. She's sad she has to lip sync. She feels like it was bullshit. Okay. She can't go home today, she says.
And she won't go home.
She, huh?
That's what she says. She's like, I don't want to go home and I won't go home. But come to find out.
I mean, look, it's like a bar. It's like, look, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Okay. It's 2 a.m. 2 a.m. Yeah. You're packed up. Did anything big happen in this Untucked moment? Just Judy G's coming, you know, coming into her power.
Yeah, she didn't come to her power. She's more like realizing this hole, this emptiness that she has. And also, shout out to La Prohibida for giving her such great advice. I mean,
yes.
The really, like, one of the best advices I've heard on Drag Race history, this idea of, like, have to do anything to impress the judges. You have to do something to impress yourself.
I literally heard that, and I was like, put that in your brain, Mom.
Same.
Yeah. Impress yourself.
And I hope Jury G was listening. I hope Jury G wakes up and snaps out of it. Is she going to? I think she needs a little bit more time to cook, unfortunately. But
I know.
Alas, she was in the bottom two with Jota Carajota.
I know, Jury Dash G. And I will say, look, I love everything that Judy G did until the end. I was like, no.
I know, when the wig fell off. Oh, no.
When the wig fell off, I was like, no, you were giving such poised puss.
I know.
And now...
It was not secure. The wig was not secure.
And now you look like a damn monster from The Descent. It was not it.
Now she's looking like Samantha Valentine's.
These girls need to keep their shit on their bodies. Like, I'm so sick of this.
So far, that's three for... wait, how many lip syncs has there been? Three or four?
Four.
Okay, that's four.
Every single one.
every single one, a girl can't keep her fucking wig on her head.
I mean, Jota is literally ripping her garment apart, which is like...
Yeah, this was
why?
I mean, Jota was just struggling through this garment. This garment was sabotaging her ass. Yeah. No.
Terrible. Yeah. Jota was giving too much. Just desperation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just wish she kept that damn wig on, because that messy tumble she does at the end, I was like, who is that for? Who is that for?
Truly no one.
Who said that?
Truly no one.
Yeah, because everything else she's giving pussy. She's rolling. She's controlled. She's making eye contact with the judges. the messy, no, not your hair. No. Guess what, baby? The hair on your head is not that pussy.
No, it's not, unfortunately. It's not. I will say, though, if anything, Judici's head shape is kind of perfect. It's like this beautiful circular shape. Like, it's cute.
No, it's cute.
I mean,
cute.
I would prefer if she kept her wig on, but, you know.
There was a certain chicness to it.
It was very chic.
What about these crunchy, like, fall-to-the-knee moves that happen? Like, this lip sync had a couple of really messy, like, gadonk, falling onto my knees as if that's an acceptable stunt.
I feel like a lot of queens are doing that, and I think specifically a lot of the international drag queens, that's their move. Instead of doing a split, they do the knee shatter move, which is, as someone who fucking has had surgery on their knees... Don't ever do that shit. It's really dangerous. It's so bad for your knees. Girl, don't do it. Don't do it. But, you know, and it doesn't look chic. It doesn't look cute.
No, it looks like shit. That weird baby tumble Judy G does at the end. I'm like, what? The fuck?
I mean, but no matter what Judy G did, it was going to be better than Jota. Jota was doomed from the beginning. We all knew that.
Yeah, 100%. You right. So, here we go. We're done. Jota sachets away. Right call. Yeah. Proper call.
Yeah, and that's the move. And I do like that, you know, Jota repped the traveling community very well and sort of like non-binary traveling community. Like, I do think that
yes.
That was, so, I liked her being on the show.
I did too.
She just wasn't there with. I mean, honestly, it's a strong season. You know what I mean? Like, it's very strong. The girls are bringing it every week, and she unfortunately was too young. I think she's also, girl, she's the youngest drag queen ever on Drag Race.
I can't believe she's 18. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird as hell.
I mean, when she's 22, she's going to be a whole different drag queen.
Yeah.
And that's so young. 22, you know?
That's still so damn young.
Yep.
Well, best of luck to these future girls. We made our predictions for Snatch Game. The winner of Snatch Game will be Estrella or Sharon.
I think the winner will be...
Do you think it could be Onyx? Onyx gave pretty good face.
I don't know. I see Estrella winning this. I see Sharon winning every single challenge. She's pretty much won every single challenge so far. Yeah, I think both of those have what it takes to win.
Okay. Well,
who's going home next week?
Yeah. It's going to be Diamante. A couple
she's going
of queens.
Home?
No, Diamante versus Judy G.
And who's going home?
Judy G.
Yeah. Yeah, that's as... Yeah, Judy G, unfortunately, has...
It's going to be hard for her to pull out a Snatch Game.
Yeah, it'll be tough. I also see Marina struggling a little bit. Hopefully she'll get it together. But yeah, I could see her sort of faltering a bit.
It could go either way. Like, if she picks one strong choice and, like, it works for her, yes, but...
Oh, Adam, thank you!
Ooh,
thank you, everyone.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. This is a perfect time to say go watch Minx on HBO Max.
All episodes are out. Binge Minx, please.
Binge it. It's so good.
Thank you. Hopefully we get a season 2. Ooh, baby. You know I'm nervous as hell.
It's scary. It's scary. But scary. It's really quite genius. It is meaningful, funny, interesting, filled with dicks. It really is. It's a really incredible new show. So go watch it, everybody.
Tell all your friends, please, if you love Minx, just let the world know.
Blast please, it. Please, blast it. If you like Drag Her Podcast, make sure to follow us here at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. Give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. And if you want more Mono and Oscar, you can go where?
Podcast Kill the Video Star.
Meow, meow, meow. We have a really fun episode coming out this Friday.
We had a really fun episode about Lady Gugu that we talked about.
Oh, God. We fought so hard.
We did.
A lot of people came to both of our sides, I would say.
They did. Weirdly enough, it was very split down the line.
Yeah, it was. So, in the Gaga episode, it's Rain on Me v. Paparazzi. They're very close.
Very, very close. I know.
So go vote on our Instagram, listen and watch the episode. That's at Podcast Killed the Video Star.
That's right. We need y'all votes. Just vote for Rain on Me, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. That's
Stop it. Vote, no, vote. See, you're intimidating people. I want everyone to vote for whatever they think is the best.
I'm not intimidating a single person.
If I feel like you're intimidating people.
Don't, you know, if I intimidated you, good, vote for Rain on Me. But if you don't feel intimidated, vote for
Rain on Me. Wow, messy. Messy. Desperate. Honestly, you're the desperate Jota Carajota lip sync of this podcast.
How dare you? How dare you?
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for right now. Till next time, let the music play. This is the main event.
Not again.
Time not to this. Colonize.
No, oh, not this.
Move into another country and take their country.
That was a HeadGum Original.